They have laid a foundation. I know this gets back to a column that Chris Gasper wrote about, is the season already a success regardless of what happens?
Right.
Which now is really being shown that that's the reality. The season has kind of reached its finality. You're not going to make the playoffs. You're an also-ran. Did you do enough at the deadline? Whatever. You developed young player.
No, the answer is no, by the way.
See, I think it's yes.
And I'm going to use... enough at the deadline?
Oh, they didn't do enough. No, okay. No.
My answer was no to that question.
What about, is this a season a success?
No, I'd say no to that, too.
See, I would say yes.
I can't call it a success when they crap their pants in August again.
I know, but I had very low expectations for this team. I took the under.
You didn't think anything was going to be different the way it started off the first 3 months? You didn't think this season would be different?
Beforehand. My expectations going into the season. Then all of a sudden, you're like, huh, do they have something? Me being a cynic was like, nah, it's early. This'll peter out. And it didn't. They sustained it longer than I thought they would. So using the guy we just talked about, Gerard Mayo in the Patriots, remember his description of what success was in his pre-training camp press conference? Laying a foundation for the future, figuring out the guy, like whatever the words were, I feel like the Boston Red Sox were a success in a Gerard Mayo rebuild. And you have Jaren Duran that you now say, no, he's just good. He's the All-Star MVP. He's really good. You have Devers. You have Casas back. Rafaela has made himself a guy. A dude, whatever you want to say.
All those guys are lefties, by the way.
Okay, but they're good.
I know they're good, but you needed some right-handed power, and you just
okay.
Got
now
Danny
you're getting
Jansen
into the
instead.
Details and how you fine-tune a team. Prior to this year, I didn't think there was a foundation. I didn't think there was a foundation to
yeah,
the pitching staff.
This was a playoff team this year. They were a playoff team. They were in the wild card. They were there. They just had to protect it, and they did not. I'm not going to hand wave that away.
Not when it mattered.
Yes, when it mattered. Since then, they've fallen apart. They were leading into this before the break, were a playoff team. They were in the mix. They still technically are. They're the first team back. They're still ahead of Seattle and Detroit and these other also-ran teams. But they're all sort of falling down by the wayside right now. But that's not what they are. What they were all year. All year, they've been right there. They've been right there in the mix. They were close to the top of the AL East this year.
It's the longest season. Whatever people tell me, I've always hated
this.
I think I actually mocked you when I filled in this time slot previously. You know, if the playoffs started today, they don't start in June. They don't ever start in June or July, assuming we never have like weird pandemics or things again.
So they should just suck in August every year then?
No.
Because it's such a long season.
The next step is laying a foundation in April, May, and June that you take advantage of in August and September. Because you can lose a season early.
They traded Mookie Betts for prospects 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? So how long do we have to lay this foundation for?
The first couple of years, there was no foundation. I didn't feel a foundation. All I was sold was Marcelo Mayer was really good, and now he's hurt again, and I have concerns. But luckily, they've repackaged and remarketed, and now we have this fabulous foursome or whatever down in Worcester.
That was Chaim Bloom's job, was to come in here and lay a foundation.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. I mean, he did. Most of these prospects are his guys.
That's why he's not here.
He's
not here
because he wouldn't trade Chris Sale. That's why
he's not here, because it was not going anywhere. And now it feels like it's – do you not believe it's going somewhere now?
Sure.
Okay.
But it's the same result as when Chaim Bloom was here right now. And Chaim Bloom is the one, and not just him, Dombrowski. There's a lot of Dombrowski guys there, too.
A lot of Dombrowski.
But Chaim Bloom was given the same handcuffed restrictions that Breslow's getting right now. So I don't really think it's going
anywhere. So you don't feel better about this team today than you did at this time last year?
Not if they're not going to spend in the offseason, and not if they're not going to do anything
at
the deadline.
Ifs. I don't even care about the ifs.
But that's what
they already have a stronger foundation in the manager who has decided he wanted to stay.
It's the same manager as the last 5 years.
Oh, but you don't like it.
No, I'm just saying, what's the difference?
Last year, he was a lame duck manager.
So?
Now he's here for the foreseeable future.
And?
So I feel good about that.
Okay.
And they have guys that I now believe.
They signed him to the extension and then fell apart. Like, why do you feel good about that?
Because they're not that good. They're not good enough. They don't have a quality pitching staff to go out there night in and night out, in my opinion. They need a top-of-the-rotation guy. Because if you make Tanner Houck your two, they're kind of like the Patriots wide receivers. Tell me they're competitive, but there's no one. If you put a one out there and make Houck your two, and now Bayo just kind of slides into, I'm going to learn on the fly as a young guy. Who knows? Maybe I'm an ace down the road. But I feel light years better about this team now than I did a year ago. I could not have cared less about them a year ago because I thought it was over.
I like that there's young players getting better. I'm encouraged about Duran. I think that there's things to like about this team.
Do you like that Worcester now has guys that are like a step away? They've continued to develop?
Not really. I mean, that doesn't really make much difference to me.
Why?
If they can come out and play in the major leagues, fine. Marcelo Mayer's been here a long time. Gunnar Henderson, all the other people
what
in that draft
Barry Bonds?
Are playing right now. They're playing on their teams. They're in the majors already.
Okay, forget
him
about
being
that.
In Worcester doesn't really get me all that excited.
Why?
Because I'd like to see him on the major league team.
So you're not excited about Drake May?
Eh.
Oh, okay. If you're not excited about Drake May, that'd be consistency.
I'm not even sure I want Drake May to be playing now with this offensive line.
Because I think there's a lot of people in Patriot Nation that are excited about Drake May, and he's never stepped on a game field.
That was a nice first drive he had. The rest of that game, I didn't think Drake May was exactly setting the world on fire. But he's going to get better. I agree. He's going to get better. I feel better about him than three prospects in Worcester who finally got called up to AAA. I mean, that's...
It's the same thing. That's their preseason. That's their prove yourself, your young developmental time. It's fast-tracked more in the NFL than it is in baseball, obviously.
Okay, but the other guys in that Meyer draft are all playing in the majors now, and he's not. So it's taken a little longer with him. He wasn't the same sort of blue chip prospect. That's all. It's not the end of the world. I'm just saying, I'm not as excited.
I'm more worried
about
injuries, and a back injury in particular for a stud young player is not what I'm looking for.
Definitely not. And really, when we're talking about the franchise here, sure, the players may get better. Some of these young guys may come up and be cheap and cost controlled, and you can build a team around them if you want to. I don't trust this organization to do that. I don't trust them to spend. I don't trust them to make the right moves at the deadline. I don't trust them to do any of that stuff because since Dombrowski left, they haven't even bothered trying to. That's the reality of what we're talking about here.